7.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and His mercies endures forever. What a joy to be on the Hour of Fulfillment tonight. I strongly believe that God is going to do something in our life tonight that we will live to remember all the days of our lives. And I'd like you to just get yourself ready, because God's word is going to come and something eternal will be born out of your spirit, man, in the mighty name of Jesus. But before we go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Thank you because of your mercy. Thank you because of your glory. Thank you because of this opportunity to hear clearly from heaven. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that you will send forth your word again to us tonight. Father, we receive it by faith. And we ask, oh God, that you will grant to every listener an understanding heart in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree, oh God, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be exalted as we listen to your word tonight. Thank you for blessing us with your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's another time on the Hour of Fulfillment tonight. And I strongly believe that each time God's word comes, something is about to be recreated. And we are on this series, War Against Failure. War Against Failure. Now, I'd like to explain some things to us tonight that is going to put us on the path of dominion, authority, and soundness. Now, there is a major brain drain. I call it brain drain, or what I can call mind blockade, that happened at the fall of man. It resulted into man losing his place by thinking lower than his placement. The fall of man put man in a position whereby he couldn't identify himself again, and he has to listen to education instead of revelation to live. And that is the worst place to be. And I think so much that man begin to think based on what the devil told him, the lies that the devil told him. And the funniest aspect of it is, till now, there are a lot of people that are still living under that illusion, believing the lies of the enemy than the truth of God's intention for their lives. The enemy told them in the Garden of Eden, they have to do something to be like God. And I believe that people are still in that position right now, trying to be like God, or try to operate in the realm of the supernatural by their effort instead of by faith. And I find out that is the major problem that causes all the frustration that are in the world and that is in the world today. Now, I want you to listen to something very important right now. This is very important. It is true that when man fell, he doesn't just lose his position, he lost his location, because there was a total separation from God. The man died, not physically, he died spiritually. Death is a separation from God. The other one is the separation from the body, but the major death, because you remember that after man sinned against God, and God said, the day you eat of it, you will surely die. The man still lived years after that. You remember that. Now, but you see, he died instantly, spiritually. He couldn't connect God anymore. Now, with that, you will discover that every information that comes from heaven looks strange to him because he couldn't discern anymore. This is the truth I want you to, because I'm bringing you to somewhere. Before the fall of man, this man can easily stand in a place and know what God is thinking per time. The Bible tells us that there was a time that God brought all the animals to this man called Adam and asked him to number the animals. And the Bible said when he finished numbering them, God said that was exactly what he would have named them. God approved the way he was thinking because he was thinking exactly like God. Now, he was God on the earth. God is the God of heaven. Man was the God of the earth. Now, but the moment he fell, now, he started thinking small. He entertained fear. He doubted his own ability. He doubt his supernatural endowment. So, this is my point. If God have to come back to man, right? And man have to regain his spirit. That means what was a man before he fell will continue. I want you to listen to that. Now, this man didn't know how sickness feel. He didn't know what is called poverty. He didn't know what it was called fear. When he was in the garden, he was able to number every animal without prior training. He knows everything and he was, in fact, the scripture says he had dominion. Now, something happened. He had a break it, like a separation from God. Now, my point is, if man have to come back to God, as if nothing had happened, that means man will continue to dominate the earth the way it used to be. Okay, now, that was the reason for redemption. I want you to listen. It's not the issue of religion. It's the issue of redemption. Man must come back to a place whereby he can rule, he can reign, because God make man the God of the earth. He's not supposed to be suffering in the hand of sickness, disease, oppression, frustration. He's supposed to be in charge of all. The Bible says in Psalm 115 and verse number 16, he said, "The heavens of heaven is the Lord, and the earth has he given to the children of men." But this time, this man did not know that something has changed, because Satan kept on lying to him. Watch this. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27, the Bible says, "To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ in you, the anointing with his yoke-breaking power in you. Now, listen, you are not the one that created this universe. Everything was set by the Almighty God. When God put man in place, man messed it up. The same God that started it restructured it. Now, I don't know why people believed what the devil says, just like the first Adam, than what Jesus Christ said. He said, by the time you are redeemed, something eternal will happen. God will come back to his place. Watch this. The secret of Jesus, when he was here, despite the fact that he found himself in the likeness of man, he was not thinking like man. Because Jesus was aware of the fact that there is a God that lives in heaven abiding in him. And he didn't care. In fact, Jesus Christ was not even talking about faith. He was always dealing with what the God of heaven speaks. And the moment he hear what God says, he repeat the same thing and God step in and does the job. Are you getting what I'm talking about tonight? Because I'm taking you to a place whereby you will insult failure.
You will insult Satan and all his demonic power. Now, the Bible told us about Jesus. He said in John chapter 14, in verse number 10, he said, "Believest thou that I am in the Father and the Father in me?" He said, "The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." Now, we saw Jesus Christ explain it very clearly that the things that you see is based on the fact that I'm already reconnected. You remember, the Bible called Jesus the last Adam. He said, "I'm reconnected. And right now, the Father that is in me is the one that is doing the job. My job is to speak. His job is to do the job." In fact, he said in John chapter 10 in verse number 30, he said, "I and my Father, we are one." Now, the same God that came inside Jesus, because the Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the whole world to himself. The same God that was in Christ is the same God that came inside of you and at redemption, at your salvation. Jesus Christ saved you, prepared you for a new level. Oh my God, somebody need to get it. Now, you cannot bring Jesus into a place a miracle and signs and wonders will not happen. Now, what is my passion? All this why is we have limited the church to religion. If nothing is happening, it's not church. If miracles, signs and wonders is not our identity, it's not church. That's a religious club. And I've discovered that the church have stopped declaring our identity. Failure was not part of the church. Now, I'm not saying challenges will not come. But when challenges comes, we disgrace challenges with supernatural application of God's power. Now, when the church was introduced, oh, thank God for great teaching. When church was introduced, it was not the great teaching that announced them. Amen. It was not great doctrine that announced them. No. It was not the kind of prophecy they were giving in church that announced them. It was because the power was so real, everybody wanted to know, who are these people? In fact, they said, "These people have filled Jerusalem with all their doctrine, but we cannot deny it because there are signs and wonders that is following what they are saying." And we now come to our age. I mean, I was telling somebody the other time, I said, "Oh my God, we are so civilized in our generation to understand that sickness is everywhere. Disease just get everywhere now. And yet we are so civilized. We just have so much technology right now that demons is everywhere. Now, where is the power?" That is what the church is born to experience. Now, watch this. Jesus Christ came and he was saying, "Whosoever has seen me has seen the Father. Because the Father that dwells in me is doing this great job." Now, and he said, "The same Father that is in me is the same Father that is in you by the power of the Holy Ghost." And anywhere you bring me, by you stepping there, oh my God, somebody need to get this. I need to just explain this to you. You and the Father, you are one. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do, and greater work than this shall he do because I go to my Father." John Gospel chapter 14 in verse number 12. Now watch this. "There is no separation between you and the Father anymore, because the blood of Jesus, the Son of God, has matched you together." Now, you cannot bring Jesus to a situation and the situation remain the same, except you are not saying what he's saying. He was at the party, a marriage of Cana of Galilee. Now, I may not be able to explain too many things about that, but listen to this. And they said there was no more wine. And in those days, according to the scriptures, you don't bring good wine. I mean, you don't bring bad wine first. You give people good wine. And I'm telling you, I read that place and I began to look at why was it that the governor of the party, because in those days you have to have a governor in your marriage ceremony. Otherwise, you are not doing nothing. There must be a governor. And the governor must be somebody that is so used to wine, he must be able to taste it. Now, watch this. When the governor tested it, he has never tasted anything very close to that. And I was just searching, I went on the internet. Is there, what does it mean to have an expensive wine? Sister Jane, I was shocked that there are wine that cost $500,000. And I said, that should be a life. $500,000. A bottle of wine. Now, we are talking about Jesus bringing into that situation something that is beyond what the man of the party could afford. When he comes into your life, what you cannot afford, he gives it to you. You and Jesus, you are one. Now, watch this. I want you to listen to this. We've been deceived by so long with people thinking like human instead of thinking like God, telling us, okay, we all know that with God, all things are possible. But there are things that are impossible to human beings. That is not scriptural. The scripture says, it is true, with God all things are possible. But Mark 9:23, he said, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you are a believer, you are passed far beyond anything called impossibility. And God wants you to know that this is not what you do. This is what was conferred on you because of the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to wake up and come to a place whereby we don't allow sickness to determine our life. We don't allow poverty to determine how far we can go. We don't allow people's concept about us to stop us from rising, because all those things are not part of redemptive package. Do you understand what I'm saying tonight? Now, Satan's defeat was administered by Jesus, not you. Remember that? Now, the gospel is not based on what you can do. It was based on what Jesus Christ did on your behalf. In fact, the scripture says, it is all the works of his grace, lest any man should boast. You are not under any curse when you come to Christ. If there's anything, you can come under the blood of the everlasting covenant, the precious blood of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus will take away completely every curse that the enemy placed on you. I remember the Bible was talking about that in Galatians chapter number 3, verse 13 to 14. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He said, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, Christ has redeemed us from the curse. The word curse means not good. So that means if it is not good, it's not part of your life. Now, well, you see, some people may find, at a time, some people, you have to be very careful because some people may find it difficult. No. Listen, that was exactly what the devil said to Eve in the garden. He despised the word of God and he put on reasoning and he put on senses to convince the lady. And when her husband listen to what the devil told her, both of them sank. You will not sink. Mm-hmm. You need to come to this understanding. The word of the Lord said, you be redeemed from the curse, not good, of the law. And the blessing of Abraham came upon you. Now, it's time you begin to declare that I don't care what is going on around me. I don't care what is going on by the doctor's report. I don't care what is going on in my bank account. One thing is real. One thing I'm sure about. I have the blessing of Abraham upon me right now. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now, see this. I was looking into this scripture. What is the blessing of Abraham? Now, we can go through everything right now, but let me just open your eyes to this. In Genesis chapter 24, in verse 1, the Bible says, and Abraham was old. That means longevity is the blessing of Abraham. He said, and we're striking in age. Now, I'm not talking about just being old and useless. I'm talking about, now, permit me for that word. Now, see, I'm talking about being old and you are still useful for yourself. You are still useful to everybody. Now, you understand what I'm talking about? You are still doing what God called you to do. The Bible told us about Moses. Moses was 120. His natural force was not abated. And the Bible told us his eyes were not dim. Now, that means the guy was intact. He said, and the Lord blessed him. And he said, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Not in some things, in all things. Now, this was not applied to your life because you put anything in. It was applied to your life because of the price Jesus Christ paid. Now, why will it be a problem for anybody if somebody takes you to a store, bought everything and put it in the cart, paid for the product, gave you every receipt and everything, and you start crying that you can't take it to your car? Now, because what I've seen is, despite the fact that everything will be ever needed for life and godliness have been put together by Jesus, believers are still finding it difficult to take it home. And how do I take it home? You start meditating on what the word says and you start confessing it, because it's all done. Now, let me just quickly do this one, because I must share this one before we leave tonight. Now, what this? Redemption brought you into a place where miracles and wonders becomes your natural habitat. You experience it daily as if you are breathing your air. Now, but why is it that a lot of people are not doing it? I've been born again for 90 years. Okay, I understand that you've been born again for 90 years. But the fact that if you have not been hearing the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you may find it difficult to enjoy the inheritance. Now, the Lord was saying this to me, and I strongly believe that it's for somebody here tonight. You can't have him with you and fear don't die a natural death in your life. Now, can I rephrase that? You can't be conscious of God with you and still live in fear. Because the fact that you don't believe it does not mean that it's not with you. It's you that didn't believe it. Now watch this. If it is not bigger than you, if it is not stronger than you, you don't need God. If you can afford it, you don't need to pray. Now I know that today some of us have taken a bottle of water one time or the other. You didn't pray to drink it. Oh, but if that bottle is full of gold, you need to pray to get it. Is somebody agreeing with me? Now, the point is, a lot of people don't really understand that everything that is in life, God already planned that you should have them. If you will believe it, let me show you this in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1 to 4. He said, when thou goest to the battle against thy enemies. Now watch this. God had an understanding better than any one of us. He knows that the world where we live, the enemies are always there to want to pull us down all the time. Don't bother yourself about that. Now, some people, they stood against me at a place of work. They don't like me where I live. Now, those are the people you knew. What are the people you have never known that they hate you? What will you do about that? If God opened your eyes to see the people that hate you, maybe you won't even come out of your house. Now watch this. He said, when you see horses talk about strength and chariot, and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye come nigh unto the battle, and that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Fear not. Do not tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemy and to save you. Now watch this. God is not saying there are no enemy right there. But he's saying, just go to bed. I have gone ahead of you. Now, how many battles do you fight when you sleep? You don't even know what was going on. You knocked out. And I know some people can just sleep and they can sleep good. Yes, sir. They don't even know whether they locked the door yesterday night. Now, what is God is saying, I am the Lord. I have gone ahead of you. If God is all powerful, if God can do everything, I'm telling you by the scripture, this same God that is most powerful lives with you. Not only in you, he lives with you. He stands by you. He's ready to encourage you. He's ready to go ahead. He's ready to silence the enemy. He's ready to heal you. It's his character. I was telling somebody, I said, you may not know all the scripture about God, but you know about his character. You know he will forgive you. You know he will help you. You know he will favor you. You know he will heal you. You know he will help you. You know he will show up when everybody left. So, amen. Why the fear? And if you are listening to me tonight, and you want to just say, Bishop, I think I need to come close. I need this inner man to reconnect. I want to give my life to Jesus. Yeah, I've been a Christian, but I've not had an encounter with him. I want to pray with you tonight. Have a word for you. Because God is saying, tonight is the night that will change your life forever. Without power, Christianity is suffering. I'm telling you the truth, it is power. He said, to them that receive him, he gave them power. He takes power. Power over sickness. Power over situation. Power over circumstances. And if you want to be part of this team, why don't you just say this prayer after me? Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I know I am a sinner, but you died for me. Lord Jesus, I give my life to you. Wash me with your precious blood. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That's a brand new you. Mr. Jan, tomorrow morning, we'll continue from there. Because wow. It's power time.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop. What an awesome word from the Lord. We are mightily blessed. Now, I just want to take a moment and welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We actually have two services tomorrow. The first service is an early service. That is 8 a.m. Yes, the first service is early at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, you don't have to miss your worship. Come out and fellowship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. That's 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, the second service is at 10 a.m. So you can come to the first service or the second service. Either way, if you need a ride, we'll be happy to come and pick you up. Just give us a call at area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service is going to be awesome, and we don't want you to miss it. So we're going to talk to Bishop about tomorrow's service when we come back. But right now we have Jessica Reedy on the way with Put It on the Altar. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. worship you. Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through and through. Just create in me a clean.
All right, we are back live in the studio. That was Tamela Mann with Change Me. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, our services tomorrow are actually two services. The first service is 8 a.m. That's the early service. And our second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call. We will come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service is our covenant day of breakthrough. Now, Bishop, tomorrow is the covenant day of breakthrough. Now, we all need a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And we all got a breakthrough at our conference last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you. We had the CREPA's 11-year anniversary conference celebration was all last week. And when I tell you God moved mightily, he moved mightily.
That's right.
There was
breakthrough coming from
everywhere. Absolutely. The some came from the south, the north, the east, the west. All got a breakthrough. And now it's time for you to get your breakthrough.
Yeah.
So come out tomorrow to the services for our covenant day of breakthrough. Bishop, tell us what we can expect in tomorrow's service.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister Jan. Now, God has been laying upon my heart so strongly of recent that we have reduced the church to what is not.
Mm.
You can't come to God's presence and things remain the same.
Yes.
And he told me, he said, you are a chosen generation. Now, the generation that died in the wilderness is different from us.
Yes.
Now, we are a chosen generation. We are royal priesthood. We are holy nation. Now, we are separated from darkness to light. That is a breakthrough on its own.
Mm.
Now, you cannot be in the promised land and not experience beauty. So, tomorrow's service is to show you what the covenant of the New Testament is all about to connect you to where you are going. Now, these things, I don't know. You see, people don't argue when they go to school and they said, you want to study medicine? Yes. Medicine, okay. So you need to take physics, chemistry, and biology. Now, you listen to your, what do you call that? Your professor, your counselor. And you go to school. Now, God is saying, this is me. I created you. These are the things to lead you to where you are going. You are not supposed to struggle in life. They didn't tell me that. Now, they didn't tell you that. That's why God sent me to tell you.
Mm. Amen. Amen. So that's tomorrow's service. That's at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Now, you want to come out to our covenant day of breakthrough. Now, Bishop, you said something there. You said that tomorrow's service will connect you to where you are going.
You're going.
Now, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
We're not looking for the theatrics.
No.
We're not looking for the jumping up and down and all of that drama and stuff. We're looking to be connected where we are going.
That's
so position yourself. Let God position you where you need to be connected to where you are going. And that's tomorrow at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171
Arlington Expressway. You want to be there. And if you need a ride, call us. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. And now it's time for us to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here with us in the studio tonight. And, of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu. He's here with us tonight. Brother Clarence is here. Brother Christian is here. Sister Thunder is here. And, of course, I'm here, yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. We're so happy that you tuned in to us tonight. We know that you will be mightily blessed by this broadcast. So, Bishop, it's time now to go into that segment that we call The Moment of Change. And to take us right into that is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and thankful. You know, you were talking about the convention last week. You know, I know some folks did not make it to the church, but we want to tell you that the work of the Lord was mighty in our midst.
Yes,
and there was the presence of the power of God that we have never seen in all the time that this commission has been in this town. And so we just want to thank God for everyone.
We thank everyone
that came, and we thank God for their lives, the messages that they were sent to bring to us. It blessed our soul. Bishop Sir, we just want to thank you not only for today, but for you being a leader in this commission that could be used in such a magnificent way to have God's kingdom expand in this part of the world. We thank God for your life,
praise
sir. We ask that God continue to increase the unction over you.
Amen.
And that this particular higher ground we are, we continue to move higher and higher.
Amen.
We thank
Amen.
God. Sister Jan, you know, this is the moment of change. And as we listen to Bishop speak today, boy, there was power. There was information that just shake us in this studio. Because he was talking about what changed today. Why is things different today than when the church began? You know, sir, as I was listening to you, I understood one thing. And the Spirit just quickened me to remember that where the word of the King is, there is power.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes 8:4. Where the word of the King is, there is power. Meaning that the power never changed. God's ability and God's power in his word is forever present with us, even today. But here is what we see. That we, like you were saying, we are sophisticated now because we are taking religion to be what the kingdom of God represents. And they are two different things.
Two different. Yeah.
Help us understand this because, you know, when we speak what God says, God's ability is in his word.
That's it.
What he say, he said, I will watch over my word to perform it.
Perfect.
If he performed it centuries ago, he is the same God yesterday, today, forever. But we have moved. We have shifted. As believers, we are speaking differently. We speak like the world.
Yeah.
Jesus was clear to us. He said, you are in this world, but you are not of this world.
Okay.
You are a new creature. But then help us understand that, look, if you speak the language of fear, if you speak the language of failure, because you are wanting to be the real person, let's get to reality. Then you are becoming like the world when we are not supposed to conform to the world.
Yes.
So these are the complications as believers that has moved and shifted the power of God from where we are. And now we look at people in the church that are under bondage, that are dealing with illnesses that are, like you're saying, they have never been sick like this in the days of the church.
No.
Because they are not saying the same thing. The enemy is presenting what people are not understanding, that your words are killing and not giving you life.
Yeah.
They are destroying us. Help us how to shift our lives back. Because when we have this moment of change, it's for us to regain our consciousness. It's for us to come back to the level where we are supposed to be, on the top. Turn around. Stop doing the same thing. Help us get to that level.
Thank you, Brother Christian. Now, many times the church don't really understand that the major assignment of the devil is to attack God's word, to make it look as if it's not true, it's not faithful, God is not concerned, he doesn't know what you're going through. That's why God is speaking that way. If God is in your shoe, you wouldn't have said that. You see, you place so many things in our mind and bring the reality of our present situation to make us feel as if we are justified. Now, and the moment we release our faith to that, we cut supernatural off. Now, watch this. Jesus Christ was here. The devil did the same thing to him. Because a lot of people just think, oh yeah, the devil just came and he was sitting down before Jesus. He will never do that. I mean, the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot. You see, the Bible says he is light, and I mean, before him there is no darkness at all. Satan can't sit before Jesus and be asking him questions.
No.
It's in the thought. Now, if the enemy can take over your mind and tell you what God didn't say, yet you see what is going on looks real. Like for example, you need to pay your bill on Monday and there is nothing on ground. What do you think the devil will tell you? And you have prayed. It's not true. God is not going to answer this. If you agree with that, you stop God. Because God loves to be trusted.
That's right.
He loves to be believed.
That's right.
So each time the enemy is saying that one, just tell the devil, shut up your mouth. I know what God said. Now the problem now is, my beloved brother spent all the time on phone and on TV. He has never read the scriptures. So he doesn't know what to say when the enemy brought all those thoughts. And he doesn't attend a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught. Mm-hmm. Now, if all what you have had all your life is, okay, if you are going through, yeah, you'll be through. And don't worry, even if you die in it, you're going to heaven. If the enemy comes to you, the next thing that will be in your mind is death.
That's right.
We need to hear the gospel of the truth, right, of the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Well, Bishop, you already answered my question.
Okay, now.
Because it was all about don't let the enemy and don't let others determine my future. Mm. Because all the answers are in the word.
Mm.
The Lord will bless in all things because Jesus already paid the price.
Yeah.
And all the answers are in the word.
The word.
So thank you for that, Bishop.
Bishop, I just want to continue on what Brother Chris was talking about. You know, the enemy attacks the mind.
Yeah.
When he bombards up with these thoughts, you know, there's a scripture that says that we are God. But if not, then we would die as mere
men. Yeah.
Help us understand how not to die as a mere man.
Okay. The easiest way not to die as a mere man is to stand on the word. Now, somebody said, how do I stand on the word? Now, you say the same thing that God says. Now, the word confession is from the word homologio. Now, say the same thing. Jesus Christ said, that was the secret of my life. He said, in fact, John chapter 5 verse 30 said, I didn't have the power of my own. He said, as I hear the Father, the Son cannot do anything of his own. I hear my Father, the word I hear from my Father, that's the one I'm saying to you. Now, why don't you hear the same thing from the Father and say,
God don't speak to me.
God don't speak to you because you don't make yourself available. Come tomorrow morning, you will hear something from heaven.
That's right.
I told somebody, I said, if God didn't speak to you, just take your Bible, read it. Go to a church that is preaching the truth of the word of God. He will speak to you.
That's right.
Something will come from there that will be in line. You don't need to plan that.
That's
he
right.
will plan it.
That's right.
Just make yourself available. Amen. And the word will come.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, Sister Jan, you know, this is an opportunity for us to reach out. Thank you, Bishop, for enlightening us like this. Yo. You know, we thank God for all the revelation that God is using you to bring to us. Because, Sister Jan, tomorrow is another day. You know, we're speaking to someone that is listening to us now. We want to invite you tomorrow.
Yes.
It's a time for you to come and hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God being preached in a way that you are not used to. Because what Bishop is saying is there is still power in the word of God.
Yeah.
And there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is able to break all yokes and everything that you are dealing with. But you must know how to be able to deal with the enemy when he comes to you.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know what to say, like he always tells me, somebody's going to tell you who you are not.
Yeah.
So come and let us... There's two services to John tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Yes, there's two services tomorrow, Brother Christian.
Yes.
The first one is 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. And we want to see you there. And if you need us to pick you up, just call us. Call us at 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Thank you so much. That was Dr. Abiola Idewu, Brother Christian, and the Fulfillment Family for your Moment of Change. And now it's time for us to move into what I like to call my favorite part of the broadcast. And that's where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. Yeah. And Bishop, this week's testimony is awesome because, you know, the Bible says they shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover.
That's it.
And we had a sister that testified in church that at her place of work, there are people that were having different types of sickness and things on their skin and pain, and they would come to her and she would pray for them.
That's it.
And she would lay hands on them. But to her surprise, they were her witnesses and she didn't even know it. It came a time of one day when she had prayed for someone and they ran into another coworker and they said, "Oh yes, let her pray for you because she prayed for me when I had this illness and I recovered." And praise the Lord. What a great praise report.
Now watch this. The kingdom of God is not one man show.
Yes.
It's supposed to be the demonstration in the body that everyone that is connected to Jesus is carrying it. I remember I was listening to that testimony, but watch this. The lady in question has been under the word.
That's right.
She's been under the word. Now let me just share this with you quickly before we go into something else. Quickly, this is very important. I remember I was in the college, the university in those days, and I was in the library reading. And I opened my note as I was reading. I mean, in those days, we stay in the library till I don't know when. Now, and as I was reading, remember, I didn't study religious knowledge. Now, I studied health education. And it was like I saw Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians 1, 13? Okay. So, I put my notes aside, my book aside, and I took my Bible and I read it. And something burst inside of my spirit. Christ has delivered us. For he delivered us from the power of darkness and he translated us to the kingdom of his dear son. That was what reduced Satan to nothing in my life.
Wow.
I saw the kingdom of God. I saw the kingdom of darkness, and I saw that Satan can't cross to where I am.
That's right.
And I jumped out from the library. I ran to the place where we used to pray in those days. And as I was praying, I saw a lady, good believer, cry, "Oh God, God help me, I'm dying." And I was hearing her say, "I'm dying." So I moved towards her, and I said, "Sister, what's going on with you?" He said, "Huh?" I said, "What's going on?" He said, "I can't see." I said, "You can't see?" He said, "Yes." He said, "She was blind." He said, "You were blind?" And I said, okay now. When did this start? And he told me a few weeks ago and blah, blah. Just told me all those stories. And this holy anger rose inside of me. And I asked her, I said, "Are you born again?" He said, "Yes, I'm a child of God." I said, "Blindness, you are in trouble." I grabbed her hand. I don't know why I was doing that, but I just grabbed her hand and she couldn't see. As I grabbed her hand, I was pulling her. As she was following me, the eye got opened.
Wow.
Now, and I was telling her, I was quoting that scripture, Colossians 1:13. You've been delivered from the power of darkness. You need to hear something that will change your life.
That's right.
Amen. What an awesome testimony. Thank you so much, Bishop. So this is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. You've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idewu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. The first service is at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, call us. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call again is 904-646-8210. So we're getting ready to open up the phone lines, and I want to give you the number to call live into the studio. You can call into the studio and Bishop will be happy to pray with you. The number to call live into the studio is 904 206-296-2251. That number to call again is 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. You may have heard something in the moment of change. You may have heard something that stirred something in your spirit. Give us a call right here in the studio. Bishop is ready to pray with you. Call in and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. That number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call again is 904-296-2251. Sister Thunder, we have some things happening in CREPA this month. Tell us about them.
Well, we have our CREPA cell group. We meet on Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 6 p.m. We have 14 cell groups located throughout Jacksonville. So in order to locate your cell group, just call 904-646-8210. Join us for Bible study and share your personal journey in discovering the meaning of His Word. We meet every last Saturday of each month from 5 to 6 p.m. Now, also on Saturday, we're going to have our special seed and giving program. So now's the time to start praying about what God wants to move you to give, to pledge. That seed program is going to be during our normal broadcast. So you'll have an opportunity to call in and make your donations during the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment.
Thank you so much, Sister Thunder. So you want to listen to those announcements and remember the announcement about service tomorrow, our covenant day of breakthrough. You want to come out to that service. That is at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now I'm going to give the number out to the studio again. That number is 904-296-2251. The number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. You know, Psalms 34:17 says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them from all of their troubles. So if you're having trouble tonight, give us a call. God is ready to deliver you from those troubles. If you need help in your finances, you may need help in your health. There may be some sickness that's bothering you. Give us a call here. Let Bishop pray for you. Call this number, 904-296-2251. That number again is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, tomorrow's service is really, I mean, I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
Anytime you mention breakthrough, I'm ready. Because I'm telling you, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
And He was faithful to us last week. I mean, God just put us in our seats. He put us there on time.
On time.
He put us there to listen to the Word.
I'm telling you.
And the Word came with such power.
Power.
And when I tell you it came, Bishop, not only did it come with power, the Word was totally divided.
Divided.
Totally divided.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it met us right where we were. And the Word can meet you right in the middle of your circumstances.
That is what
so
it does.
You need to come out tomorrow and let the Word find you.
Let it
find you at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, Bishop, I'm going to go to the phone lines, and we have Sister Mary on the line. Sister Mary, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I just want to get prayer from me and my kids. Going through a situation with their father. He hasn't been involved in his daughter's life in 5 years, and I finally let him back in, and it's just chaotic. And I mean, my little boy is getting abused, so I don't know. I just want to, you know, pray that God does what's best for the kids.
Okay. Now, I'm going to agree with you. There's going to be divine intervention. But remember, the Bible says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of God that passes all understanding will rest upon you and your household in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we stand by the authority of your word. I give you thanks. I give you praise. Because each time we call upon you, O Lord, you answer. I am asking for peace. I'm asking for divine intervention. Lord Jesus, because you don't want any one of us to be under the siege of frustration. Therefore, Satan, I bind you over this home in the name of Jesus, and I restore peace and joy in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. God bless you. So, Bishop, I'm going to stay with the phone lines for a minute. We have a brother on the line. Caller, you're on the air. Give us your name, please.
Brother Jack.
Brother Jackson, how can we serve you tonight?
No, no, Brother Jack.
Brother Jack, thank you so much for calling. How can we serve you tonight?
Yeah, first of all, I have a wife. She lives back in Guyana, South America. And we distance from each other. So I want to pray that immigration were able to accept my wife so she could come to be with me in the U.S. And also have a problem. I need like an apartment or a house. I'm having problems with a stay. Right now, so I want to be blessed with an apartment or a house.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We are going to agree together and I will pray with you right now. And the Lord will make a way for your wife. The Lord will make a way for your accommodation. Everything will be perfect. I want you to know this. Your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of all these things. And he's going to perfect it. Father, I stand by the authority in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking, oh God, for divine intervention again, oh God. I'm asking, oh God, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will bring his wife. Lord Jesus, you will settle the issue of his accommodation, everything that he desire. Lord Jesus, is released right now upon him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, ask anything in my name and I will do it. I'm asking, oh God, that by your mighty hand, Lord, every desire in the heart of your son is released and perfected. Thank you, because testimony is the next thing right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Jack. God bless you. I want to give out this number to the phone lines again. That number is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. So we have Sister Tora on the line. Sister Tora, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I just need prayers and specific prayers for a new song in my life.
Amen. A new song. Father, Lord, we thank you for your divine hand upon your daughter. Lord Jesus, we know that you have given her a new song already. For the scripture says that every day your mercy is new. Father, I decree a new song. The manifestation of this testimony, I decree, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that it is done and your name alone is glorified. Thank you, because I know, Jesus, you have perfected everything. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling, Sister Tora. God bless you. So, Bishop, looks like our time is about up and we've got to get out of here. We want to thank all of you for tuning in. We want to thank all of you who've given us phone calls tonight. We'll be back next week, Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So tune in next week for your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. We'll see you next week. But until then, remain blessed and remember, Jesus is alive. You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.